This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because, together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Alpha Site Logistics, serving the Imperial Valley for over 20 years. They are sponsoring this segment, and we appreciate everything they do for us. They offer portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. If you have an event out in the desert, or if you know somebody that's looking for these type of services, call 760-352-8383. Tell them you heard it right here on SDORC Dirt Radio. Well, we got the crew in today. We got Audrey and Ed. Ed and I were solo last week.
I'm glad to be back.
Good. We're glad to have you back.
Thank you. I love it being here.
There he goes again, huh?
What, you can't hear me?
Is he on?
Hello.
Hello.
Are we on the radio today?
Okay, pull the mic. You and your mics. There you go. Okay.
You got
to
be
like
up
that?
Close.
It has to be above?
That's
2 years in radio and you still don't get...
Don't know where to put the mic.
I know where we're going to put the mic.
Gotta learn. Hey, stop.
And we'll get full volume, no doubt about it. But Ed and I hung out last week. We did a good job. You were someplace out.
Reno. David Stanton, Uncle David, passed away.
Right.
So last year, same month, same year, two uncles, same side of the family. This year, one more, unfortunately.
Well, don't tell him that.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean there's another one?
Yeah, well, yeah. Uh-huh.
You have one more to go?
Yeah.
Ooh, I wouldn't get anywhere near you.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah. Well, our hearts and prayers go out to the family, and I'm sure it was a beautiful event.
Thank you. It was gorgeous. Lake Davis. We passed. No, not to Tahoe. Lake Davis, Portola, California. Family homes up there.
But cool.
I just wanted to say happy Memorial Day to everybody.
Yes.
And remember what this weekend is all about. Mm-hmm. And thank you to our military members and the POWs out there and those that never made it home, because that's what this weekend is about.
The fallen heroes. And poor families who are living without.
So if you can even participate, volunteer, donate, or just hug a military person, you know, if you see them, you know, in uniform, you know, go up, thank them. Or if you're at a restaurant and they're having dinner with their family or breakfast or lunch, just buy their meal.
Yeah. If you have the ability to do so, support.
Yeah.
Any
you don't
way
have
that you
to
can.
Go say anything. They'll figure it out. You know?
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
So,
I'll be stopping by Myanmar today and paying my respects to my uncle.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. So yeah, it's, and, what do you call it? Turner Classic Movies has got nothing but Army movies all weekend.
Yes, I have the KPPS Memorial Day ceremonies saved for my parents for they're out and about, but that's going to be a beautiful concert tonight. I think it starts at 8:00 on KPPS, so that's a nice.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. That should be good. But so what's kicking? Anything? Any news?
Well, something weird happened to me recently, and I wanted to just go over it. It's not exclusively off-roading, but, you know, a couple years ago, there was Donald Trump talked about voter fraud, and I didn't see it. Like, I didn't see it personally, but, you know,
and
it's
really
alleged.
And really probably didn't believe it.
Well, it's hard to say yes or no, because you don't know, and you think United States is a...
Yeah, you're going to love this story.
It's an orderly country. Like, we don't have that kind of corruption. So two of my good friends got their voter ballot in the mail, and I didn't get mine. So I wait a few days. It doesn't come. So I go on the website for the registrar of voters, and I put in my information, and it says that I'm unregistered.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird. Now, my friends who, they're Democrats, and they got their ballots.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a registered Republican. I didn't get my ballot. So I go in, and I say, okay, I want to register. So... Now I'm registered. I don't get my ballot in the mail for a few days, so I call them, and the guy's very nice, and he's very knowledgeable. He's able to get information quickly. And he says, oh, we mailed you something, and it came back as undeliverable.
What?
Which is weird.
Yeah.
Because I've lived in the same house for 16 years.
And you have a mailbox.
I have a mailbox. It's good.
And he gets mail every day.
I've never missed an election since
I was
18.
You've got all your bills, huh?
Yeah, my bills all. And now it's possible that the mail carrier could have gave it to the wrong house. And they. So, I mean, there is that possibility.
You're looking for excuses. Okay. You know. I mean, when the mailman.
But I just wonder. Like,
yeah, but the mailman knows what this is. I mean, it's plastered all over the front and back that this is a voter guide. What I would do if I were you is I would contact the Postal Service and say, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but let me tell you a story. Because this guy or girl, and well, again, not being a conspiracy theorist, but this guy or girl could be a person that's taking all
that's
your...
just sending the wrong...
Or taking them home and doing them themselves.
Yeah.
It's possible. So I got my ballot in the mail a couple days ago. So I open it. Like, okay, let's see, you know, what's going on. And it's really weird because I know who my representatives are. And I'm on their email list. And I'm also on the email list of other representatives. Mm-hmm. So take State Assembly. Brian Mansheim is my guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have his yard sign in my yard. And I don't know if you know that he changed from Republican to Democrat.
No, I didn't know that.
He did that, yeah. During...
Another turncoat.
While he was in office. So anyway, I don't put a sign out anymore. But I know who he is, and I've contacted his office on occasion. So Chris Ward is an assemblyman for another part of San Diego, like the next district. So I look at my ballot, and Chris Ward is one of the options.
What?
And that's just weird because I don't live in his district.
Yeah.
I even go on the website and I put in my information and okay.
Well, what about
with
the San Diego just went through redistricting. So maybe he is now in your district, and maybe you just are not realizing that your district is.
Because I checked. Yeah. Currently, Mansheim is my guy, but maybe the next time after the election, maybe the district changes.
No.
That's possible.
No, because what's her name? Amy Rickert.
Yeah.
She she had Joel Anderson as her representative.
Yeah, and she just changed.
And then Fletcher.
Turncoat Fletcher.
Turns out that was now her representative. She literally is running for office.
Because of him.
Because of him.
Yeah.
So you see, they've changed.
I had the same thing happen with congressmen, too.
Because you've been redistricted.
Scott Peters was my guy.
I like Scott Peters.
So Scott Peters is my guy, but he's not on the ballot now. It's these other people.
Yeah.
So maybe redistricting is kicking in now. It's 2022, almost 2020. I don't know how long it takes, but I guess I'm going to just keep an eye on this.
Oh, you got to, and you got to complain.
Like,
yeah.
If it's redistricting, I mean, they do that, and
You're supposed to be made aware of the fact that you've been. Out of one district into another district.
I think they should tell you.
Yeah.
Since you have a voice on radio, I highly recommend you stay on top of this and start making some phone calls. And, you know, I'd put some pressure on some of these people.
Yeah.
I'm really curious why this is occurring.
Well, you need to look into it. You need to call them up and say, look, I'm a radio host on KCBQ. Let me tell you a story.
Yeah, I think it's imperative that you follow through on this. So,
I do too. Because you're helping, because a lot of people that are out there thinking, well, wait a minute. Maybe I better look at mine.
Yeah.
But don't do like Brandon did.
What did Brandon do?
I threw away my ballot.
He ran
you
it
threw
in a,
away?
He put it in a shredder.
I don't trust our voting system as it is, so I thought being in person.
So you shredded your ballot.
Well, because he wanted to go vote in person.
Well, there's that. You can use the one they send you. You can fill that out and then drop it off.
That's what I do. I take it and drop it off. And then I don't hand it to the people outside either.
Shredding it? How does that help?
It doesn't. He didn't. Realized that was the one he needed to use to go in person to vote. But Schwartz straightened him out, and he can go in and get another ballot. He has to fill out a bunch of paper and give away his firstborn.
Voting is the cornerstone of our democracy.
Yes.
Well, the thing of it is, too, I mean, look back in Georgia, and I mean, we're there. It's, everybody had to show voter ID. And they had more votes. They had more votes.
Show
for
up
both
this time.
Democrat and Republican.
Yeah, they're saying there was over 500,000 people showed up to vote this time than they did last year or in 2020.
And they had no problem counting the votes and giving you results.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they're saying, what's taking Pennsylvania over a week to get the votes
back?
Because I don't understand.
They want them to accept all these votes from the left that have no dates.
Oh, you mean from the cemetery and my dead grandma? And
thank you very much.
I'm sorry. I just have to throw that out there.
And that's what the left is saying, because I don't know why you guys are so upset about it. I mean, you know, come on. All right, let's take a quick break. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
The segment's brought to you by Wayne Miller Tire.
Wayne Miller Mobile Tire in Santee. He's here for any of your tire needs. If you want to have your regular daily driver bring it in, if you're stuck on a construction site, he's got those mobile trucks. Wayne Miller Mobile Tire. Give him a call at 619-596-2800.
Was he at Barona last night?
His sign was up. I don't know.
It's on the crash truck.
Yeah, it's on the crash truck.
The
he
truck
sponsors a couple of racers and stuff.
Oh,
out
he does
there.
Also?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they buy their tires from him because
no
it's
way.
So hard to find tires.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's really hard to
that
find
kind
tires.
Of tire?
Yeah. He's got every type of truck. He's got your RV tires. He's got your tractor tires. He's got your car tires.
Let's make it easy. If it's round and rubber and it holds air, he has it.
He's got it.
Or he knows how to get it. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
All right. So, I Ed, homework again. I really think you should follow up on this.
I plan to. I'm going to give the Registrar of Voters a call and just say, hey, these people who are my options, I don't recognize them.
How did this happen?
Is this how it should be?
Yeah. No, I say, and I would call, you're going to call physically, right?
I'm going to call.
Yeah. Don't email.
Because you never hear.
Because, see, times if you email them, you know, then they usually won't say anything because then now they have a recorded, you know, paper trail. Yeah. But if you physically talk to them. And I would say, and who am I speaking to? Okay, great. Okay. And let's see if they can convince you. And if they say, well, you know, you've been redistricted, you didn't get the letter. So I didn't get my ballot either. So why would I get the letter?
So I asked, how long have I been unregistered?
Oh, you did ask
that. I asked them that, and they said since April. So 1 month ago, I got unregistered. And that's kind of odd.
Because let's face it, the left is as nervous as can be for the midterms.
Yeah.
They're super nervous. And now they're starting their. So, folks, if you've got a ballot and you don't recognize, or if you're not one that keeps up on it, do your research, find out who your representatives are. And if yours has been tampered with, I highly recommend you make a big stink.
Yeah. Yeah, it's of the utmost importance right now. I don't know.
What I'll do is after you've done all your research and you're comfortable with a good answer, I'll probably have you get in touch with KUSI and have them do a segment on it.
Interesting.
Well, because the public needs to know.
Who's the person on this radio station who's like the political?
They're all down the wall.
Yeah.
Just pick one.
Just
Andrea Kay, this broadcasts out of here every
day.
You
got Andrea.
You've got Prager. You've got
Prager.
You've got
Whit Hewlett. Hewlett.
Every morning you have Gallagher.
Yeah. So there's. We got tons.
Okay. Because I'm
can't tell I listen
some
to this station.
Yeah, I know. Now what's the guy that I was running for? The black guy that was running for to take Newsom's place.
Oh yeah.
He's on every afternoon, or he just. Oh my God, why am I blanking out on this?
It has
2,000 mules.
I haven't seen.
Oh my God, why am I blanking out on his name?
I don't know. We get back by the mic right there.
I'm blanked out too.
But anyway,
I do remember him being available.
I just really think we should follow up, you know, on something like this. Because that's where the problem the right gets into. You know, they find out something's up. They find out something's not right. And then they just let it go. Mm-hmm. And the left, it doesn't do that. The left will just like a
pound it,
like
bring
a
it up over and over and over,
like
not
a,
let it die.
Nope, pit bull grabs a hold of it, boy, and they don't let that thing go until it's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now that's, yeah, that's.
Okay. I'm going to work on this. It's interesting. And it's, I can't believe it's really, if it's true what we're thinking it might be, this is like really bad news. And we could be uncovering something.
Are you surprised?
It's a huge.
Are you surprised?
No.
I'm kind of
a little bit.
You have more faith.
Well,
I do. I have. You have way more optimism.
So Edward Stoven, I mean, 12 years now I've known you. 2010 was my first meeting of you. You are very active with legislation. You're very active in the political atmosphere. And you follow, you know, several, every year, several different beers. You go up, you go to lobby day, you go up, you're involved. I mean, the fact that you became unregistered. Who forced you to become unregistered? How did that even, that kind of shocks me. That blows my mind for somebody of
1 month ago, I became unregistered.
And that had to, somebody had to do that.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Somebody did it.
Somebody said,
whether it was the mailman or whether somebody just was scratching.
How would the mailman have that capability?
That would be at the registrar's office.
That would have to be at the register. That's at the voter of registrar's office that got tampered with. Yeah. I mean, how else would you call it aside from tampered with or, you know?
It'll be interesting to see once you actually physically, and I would try to go as high as a supervisor. You know, I don't know how hard that, I mean, you should be good at that.
I know how to work my way through it.
Yeah. You're probably better at that than we are. We just yell and that never gets you anything. But I'm just saying, cause that's been my big thing. Every politician I talk to is, well, I wish you all the luck in the world if you could figure out how to do it without these people cheating. Because anytime somebody says they're against voter ID, yet there's voter ID for every other thing on the planet, except the one of the most important issues that you should have voter ID is voting.
It's just weird that they don't allow you to have, they don't want you to have ID to vote.
I know.
We want citizens to vote.
Well, yeah, that's
the foundation of our country.
It's the benefit of being an American.
The country get to choose their leaders, their representatives.
Yeah.
I think it's called democracy.
Are we exhausted?
We beat this thing pretty good.
Are we exhausted?
Yeah.
Yeah, we too.
Just a little bit.
All right. So what else you got on your sheet? Nothing?
So, yeah, California State Parks has 9 state vehicular recreation areas. And those are state parks. Out of the 281 state parks, 9 of them are off-road parks, and those off-road parks are subject to much stricter rules than the other parks.
Oh, yeah.
As far as soils, species, archaeological stuff. So Heber Dunes is an off-road park. It's southeast of El Centro. It's between Highway 8 and the border, and it's in the middle of a farm area, like miles of farm. And there's a little island of sand and tamarisks. 330 acres, something like that.
I think it's 380. Yeah.
So about half a square mile.
Yeah.
660 acres in a mile. So yeah, around half a square mile.
It's a good little learning area. I took my nephews there, I guess one of my best friend's kids there to learn how to ride. We took little 50s over and had a good camping trip and took them there in the small dunes to play. It's a nice little beginner area as opposed to going straight into Glamis or Gordon's, even Buttercup right there. You know, it's a fun little area.
So it's a sand dune area. The best vehicle is an ATV, 3 or 4 wheel. Side by side might be okay, but it's a little small.
It's a little small for a side by side. Yes. There's not much for you to extract. You really want a quad or a three wheeler, maybe a dirt bike. If you're learning dirt bike and sand, this is a perfect area to.
Sand is tough on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Right. So I wouldn't take a motorcycle there to learn. I'd go to Plaster City, somewhere with the hard ground. But just on an ATV. Well,
learning sand, though.
If you want to learn sand, then it's a good place.
Yeah.
So they're doing a habitat plan. They're reviewing all the creatures that live there, both plants and animals. And what's weird about it is that the dominant plant there is a tamarisk, which is a
non-native
plant. And what makes it a really nice place because there's a lot of shade, right? And it's sort of a beautiful place.
It's perfect to get up next to one of those tamaracks and throw your tent down and camp because you got the shade.
Park right next to it anyway. Yep. And if you go out in Imperial County where all the farming is, there's not a lot of trees or natural looking areas.
No.
And if there are trees, they're right next to someone's house. So this is a little oasis island in the middle of the desert. And it's a fun place to go. By the way, they don't have overnight camping there unless it's by special event. Generally, that's in their plan. So don't think you can go camping out there. Yeah, I'm
guess pretty I broke the law.
I just read the thing. Yeah, they don't have people out there that often. I think they have staff, but that are dedicated to the place.
I hope that's new.
You think?
But anyway, so they're working on the plan, and they are identifying all these species that live out there. And what caught my eye was all the birds, like dozens of birds call that place home. And that's kind of weird because the plants are not native. But I guess if you're a bird flying and you look down and like there's miles and miles of fields and then, oh, there's some trees I can go land on. So the state parks is required to look at everything. And I really hope it doesn't affect our ability to go to this place and go off-roading. It's possible, but
They're always looking for reasons for you not to.
Some people just don't like us going anywhere. So...
Which is odd, totally odd.
It's the proposed plan is open for comment right now, and I read through it and I didn't see anything that really bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do? You read it and like, okay, there's all these plants, all these animals. There's other plants and animals that could live there that don't, and they do this whole evaluation of the place. And now, do you want to comment? I don't know. My comment is, this is great. Please keep off-roading there.
Yeah.
And the only way to do that is we have to be involved.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to be involved. Call your representative once you figure out who your representative is because you don't know. I mean, I hate to say it.
This is a state off-road park. So your state representative would be the proper person. State Assembly, State Senate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If anybody wants to see it, give me an email. I will send you a link to the plan. info@sdorc.org.
And if y'all, you know, that's another good thing. Send him a send him an email if you've noticed that your vote has been messed with. That way, because the more people you get, the more people you get on.
I would love it if other people that had the same problem contacted me.
Yeah,
they didn't get their ballot. They were unregistered. They got their ballot, and they don't recognize the representatives. The candidates on there. I would love to have a whole bunch of people say, hey, this happened to me too.
Right. All right, let's take a quick break. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by PRMI Mortgage. Chris Riley.
Wiley. Chris Wiley, primary residential mortgage inc. He's here to help you out of Alpine. He is an off-roader himself, into the same things, and we love his support. Primary residential mortgage inc. They specialize in FA. Oh my gosh, what's the other one?
Oh no, the reverse mortgage.
Reverse mortgage.
VA loans. They do
there
it
you
all.
Go. FA VA.
Mainly a home mortgage.
Yeah.
Like you're going to buy a home, you need to. Mortgage, you need to borrow the money. You don't have $1 million sitting in the bank.
Refi, the government program right now for first-time home buyers. He helps you with all the paperwork.
First-time
home
buyer.
Your mic screwed up again.
Can you hear me now? I don't know.
Just keep it close. So like, have you ever noticed how close we are?
Chris Wiley, Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc. Give him a call at 619-733-1303.
All right. We're looking at HPA Systems. Check this out.
Yeah.
An airlift jacking system.
Yeah, I've seen that one too. That's it's a floor jack that's basically a giant
airbag,
and you put it underneath and it helps you do it. It does auto inflate. I actually saw this used out at the dunes.
Well, why don't you write
like
that link?
For changing a tire?
You just
You connect it to your gas, your cylinder.
Do you remember that?
That's what the system is, but he has the airbag, which it's a floor jack. It basically
looks like an accordion.
It expands out and helps raise your vehicle.
It's a three vacuum bag, and it's just like if you're stuck. Show me a picture of it. And so what I want you to do
so you can jack that thing up in seconds.
Yeah, and then change your tire and then so what I need you to do is go to their website.
Yeah.
So send that to you.
Okay.
And pick all the stuff that you would like. Instead of just doing the one, let's just promote all of them.
Yeah.
Ooh, excuse me. And then that way we'll have him send us, the floor jack or whatever.
This is really awesome. My buddy actually just came over to borrow my air compressor yesterday. I need to let him know about this one. This one looks way better than my VR. My VR, I can't air up other people. My one Jeep, my four tires, that thing's so hot. It's not even
right
for my Viair. It's a
it gets super hot
in it, and too. My little compressor.
Chevrolet
so.
And GMC bought like 10 each. For when they're doing off, when I went out and did the ZR1, we just lined them up and they dropped it to 20 pounds.
This is a nice system. It's not bad priced either for what it's capable of and what it can do. $800 for the system. Right. That's nice. That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Especially with the auto deflator.
And it's portable.
Yeah.
Well, it's auto inflator and deflator. In other words, you just set it.
Yeah, my little Viair was $500 for it, and I can't do more than one vehicle. This thing can do up to 8?
Yep, 80.
80.
80.
80.
80. Eight,
not just 8. 80. 80. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it didn't get hot, nothing. I mean, I talked to him about it. Well, we're going to interview him as well. We'll have him on the show.
Yeah.
But.
I'm excited.
So send me. I know those would make for great.
I did. I just sent myself the link.
Yeah, those would make for great raffle prizes.
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
I mean, you might as well have a raffle prize that's worthwhile that somebody could use, right?
Yeah. Speaking of raffle prizes, you're talking about our Lost Lizard Off-Road Fun Run.
Yes, I am.
Apparently, Amy Vollmer has stepped up. She's working with Ed and when started to work on our stuff. So hopefully we'll have an updated flyer here soon. We're looking at Saturday, November 5th. We're going to be out at Superstition again. Possibly a new location for base camp. Possibly the same. We're still everything's up in the works. Mm-hmm. We are looking for volunteers and committee members. So anybody who is out there that's interested, don't hesitate to give us a call. You can email us at SDRC, info@sdrc.org. I mean, I've given my cell phone number on air before. Right. I'm not afraid to hand it out to anybody. 619-992-4180. Audrey Mason, my cell phone number.
Yeah.
I'm going to use it. We're going to start getting things going for the Lost Lizard Off-Road Fun Run. I'm trying to
step back from it soon.
And it sounds like I'm going to be just not able to step away from it and back in full bore planning.
Most people start the day after the last event.
Yeah, yeah.
We
were talking voting and we had a caller call in. It's not that often that we do, but
yeah, Brandon took the call.
He was able to get in and get through and Brandon took the call and he brought up a good thing. Yeah. We were talking about redistricting. San Diego just went through and redistricted a lot of different areas. And what they have grouped together, it just doesn't even make sense to me when you've got Alpine and the outskirts, which is also the same as Pacific Beach. Mm-hmm. And
that's just crazy.
I mean, there's just no way that what follows and would work in Pacific Beach is going to work in Alpine. It's just I don't understand it at all.
Representative should represent an area. Of a sort of common,
common
geography and common thinking.
Yeah. He just wanted us to mention that the school districts here also, Brendan, correct? The school districts have also been facing redistricting. So that's a very important one. I know that one of our representatives in Lakeside that I work with is up again in campaigning, Andrew Hayes. Mm-hmm. And if I lost the ability to vote for him, I would be, super bummed.
That'd be a heartbreak. Because he's a great guy.
He's absolutely an amazing representative and wanted our kids to be back in school and maskless. He was a very important person to have in place in our district to help push the schools to do the right thing and get the kids back in and breathing freely in our area. Yeah. So that's huge to me and very important. And so, you know, if do your research, see who your representatives are, make sure that you know.
Well, let's let Brendan.
Well, I was also looking up this story, and apparently we have over 1,000 different school districts all over the state, and about 250 of them have all decided to redistrict everywhere in their school districts. So that's a large amount of money, or a large amount of districts.
Without telling anybody. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And there's also a federal suit that's actually going against the Panama Buena Vista Union School District, which claims that it's suppressing Latinos and minority voters with the way they redistrict their area as well for the school district that they want to vote or the person that they want to represent for. So it's getting pretty crazy out there. So San Diego isn't the only one. This is happening all over California.
And, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
So tell us about the caller.
Oh, no, he was upset because in his area where he was voting, there's a candidate that was having early predictions of winning the district, and he there's rumors going around that the reason why they redistrict that is because they don't like that candidate at all. So now the candidate he's trying to vote against is now in the lead, and that other candidate is no longer part of that district anymore, so he can't vote for him anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Manipulation, man.
Well, I'm telling you, it's out there. I mean, if you think, I mean, and I don't want to say left or right. All I'm saying is you look at the facts. You know, why can't we just leave it all alone, let everybody vote that's a legal, you know, person in the United States, show his ID, and let it the chips fall where they may.
I can agree more on that, but I think they do it based on population density. Is that what I've heard before?
Well, they come up, they've always got an excuse why they do what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. It's like that, I think it was this past election where a person in Santee was running, but the way they redistricted, now that person's part of San Diego, mm-hmm. and so he can't run for the Santee office, Santee City.
Even though that's where he lives and works.
Exactly. So on his zip code, it says that. But even then, San Diego's like, no, we're just going to cut that right there, and now you're part of San Diego. So now you either have to move in order to be running in that same race, or you're just going to have to drop out of the race. So she was forced to move in order to get there. Luckily, she did win the election, so that's the good news.
Oh,
so that
wow.
I do remember. But still, that's insane that what we have to go through in order to get the candidate that we want into office now.
I'm telling you. I told somebody this morning, like, this show makes me mad. The next three makes me laugh, and I love it. And the last 2 hours make me even madder.
Wow.
And it's all because of government and and people that have more money. I was telling a guy running for the school board this morning, I says, no politician should make a living about being in office except for the salary you're paid. And you should never be able to write a book until you're out of office for 2 years.
Yeah.
But you can't get rich. And TV should give free TV to everybody that wants to run for office. Keep it to 10 commercials, no more than 10 commercials, but they're free. And if the stations want to make money, they can sell advertising around that.
Yeah.
But no more than 10, and the person running for office doesn't pay.
I agree. That would be...
He actually liked that.
I like that. I think that would be... It would give people the ability to get their beliefs out there, to do their... Yeah, exactly.
God.
Help it. Because right now, like for me, my candidates, I have to do a lot of research to figure out who's in my area and what their beliefs are and who's going to be the correct candidate for me, you know. And half the people in my area weren't even on my ballot. They're not even... Their names aren't even on...
You know,
available to choose. So if I didn't know that those people were there and available, you know, to mark the other and put their names down for,
don't even remember. Now that you bring that up, because I did my ballot and it dawned on me, I didn't know anybody on it except governor.
Yeah. Half the people that I want to vote
sheriff for
are not on my ballot, but they're running and you're able to vote for them.
If you can get a ballot that has their name on it, which would be helpful.
Well, no, you can. That's the other. You have to know who your representatives are that are, because not all of them are on the ballot.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that just,
yeah.
Okay, now I'm even madder. it just,
the
geez,
things
Louise.
That they do and how you work the system.
How do they sleep at night? You know, they have to know what they're doing. They have to know they're crooks. And I hope all the money in the world makes him happy, Mr. Soros.
Yeah. And apparently Ed was right for Heber Dunes, and apparently what I did was in not right.
Yeah. It's been a while since you did that. They may have changed the rule.
Years ago.
And years back, before it was a state park, it was called Heber Beach because a creek runs through it.
Yeah.
And people, it was a big camping party zone. And so it made sense to make it a state park. Oh, Bob Hamm had a lot to do with that.
Making it a state park?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. All right, let's take a quick break. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, folks, you need to go to www.ssorm.com for Steve and Sherry's San Diego Off-Road magazine. Man, I'm telling you what, everything and anything you'd ever want to know about the off-road community is on that website. There's also a digital magazine that you can get. There's classifieds. In fact, they're looking for more classified spots. So if you're trying to sell something off-road or you just want to clean out your garage, you need to go to S&S or SSORM.com and send it out there. And thank the gang over there for supporting SDORC.
Steve
Are we
and
still
Sherry.
Doing the bug guys?
If you ever get a chance to read Sherry's Turn, I love Sherry's Turn.
Yeah, it's cool.
She's been doing Sherry's Turn since 1982. And
wow.
Man. Yes.
And it's guy a, in the garage.
And it's a good turn, too. Had by all, as the old saying goes.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we're done with politics, I think.
Well, we've got some legislation.
Some oh, yeah, yeah. But this is good news.
Yeah. Actually, it's fantastic news. I was thoroughly impressed with this.
I'm surprised
I couldn't even
we didn't
believe,
open with it.
Well, you know, when you set things up and you work and you've been trying for, 5 years straight now, running the same bill with slightly different verbiage. You've worked both sides of it. You've made and you've appeased everybody that you possibly can to make sure that it happens and works. It seems to streamline the committees, man. So I'm speaking of Senator Jones's bill, SB 894, and our motorcycles. Everybody, this one's been huge. It's gone back and forth. Some people understand it. Some people don't understand it. But this would be the competition dirt bikes and selling them here in the state of California and getting a green sticker
them.
Or a red sticker for it and the registration fees for it. So this would be getting a red sticker competition bike.
I'm shaking my head no because they won't be able to get a sticker.
Yes. They're right now in the state of California. It's not set up to be registered correctly.
If this bill passes, they still can't get a sticker.
But what is that? Okay, what passed?
So the bill passed out of the state senate.
Out.
So it has lots of stops. It passed a relatively major stop. It got out of its house of origin.
So without getting killed.
Without getting killed. Without getting held by the appropriations people or whatever. So it got out of the Senate, and by the way, the AB 2152 got out of the Assembly. That's the needles combined use bill. So both bills got out unanimous. Nobody voted against, which is
unanimous.
Pretty amazing.
That's what I was getting to, was when you work everything how you're supposed to and how it goes through. This is the third committee now that 894 has passed out of unanimously.
Okay. But no champagne yet.
No champagne yet. There's a lot more to go. You've got to bounce it around. It's in the this one was in the Assembly, so it still has to go back to. It's got to pass two more committees, I believe, in the Assembly, and then it'll go back to the Senate. It's got to pass the committees in the Senate, and then
it only goes back to the Senate if it gets amended in the Assembly.
Yeah,
it goes back for.
And then the governor has to sign it.
And then the governor has to sign it and approve it.
It's looking pretty good. They removed some of the stuff that offended some people last year. So it stands a pretty good chance. And what it really will do is it will allow these racing motorcycles to get registered.
Yes.
And it'll do a couple other things.
But you just said that it doesn't allow them to get registered. So now you're trying to
It allows
to
them to get registered.
Shaking your head no while I was...
It allows you to get registration like a pink slip.
Like an ownership.
It does not allow you to get a sticker that allows you on public land.
Oh, okay. So I guess
so.
I
there's two different.
That.
Yeah, no, there are two different things that are close that are similar.
Well, yeah, but
so you can own it legally, which you couldn't. Like people have bought 2022s, they don't get a pink slip. If that thing gets stolen,
they're
you
out.
Tell the police it was white and blue, but you don't have a legal thing from the state saying this was my vehicle.
Right.
You're not supposed to take that out to the desert. Next year, if this bill passes and you get your whatever sticker for it, you still are not supposed to take it out to the desert unless there's a race.
Not a sticker, a registration.
So you will, you will be able to register it.
But you'll never get a sticker.
But you won't get some kind of sticker that says you can operate it on public
land. So you can have a registration. You can have the bike in the back of your truck. Somebody steals your bike. You can take the registration down to the police department and say, this bike was stolen. And they will probably look into it. Where before, if your bike was stolen, you had no registration, no proof of ownership. Have a nice day. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
It was just, yeah.
It makes I'm not that even sure how easy. You get a loan for it right now.
Well, a lot of that's
personal loan.
Yeah.
Personal loan, credit card.
Yeah.
You know, there's a million ways that you can do it. So it's kind of a half-baked win.
It's not like at the beginning when we did the bill, we were going to make it so that people could use the bike on public land, say to practice for a race.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's been removed. The air pollution people and the Sierra Club beat that out. So one thing about this, when it's all said and done, this is a state bill and it's a state program, and the Bureau of Land Management and the National Forests are federal. So they're not required to follow state rules. They may choose to, but they may not. They may just say, well, we don't care. Go ahead and bring those things out to the BLM land and have a good time. So that may happen. I'm not sure, but it's possible.
Well, I'd be more... you got to give and you got to take. Okay, if I don't get a red sticker, all right, fine. That means I don't have to pay the state.
I've heard that from people. Fine, I'm not going to pay. Yeah,
as long as I want registration paperwork that says I own this bike. What I want. Because you can't insure a motorcycle or a car without proof of ownership / registration.
So you're right. We
and
want
the
to
state
be
of California can't charge you registration on that new bike every year without proof of ownership, right? So how much do you pay on your new bike? What did you pay for yearly?
It's $26.
Okay, so that's not even worth it.
You pay every other year, $54.
Yeah, see, if that was higher, then I'm sure the state would have a red sticker on that bike because there's a lot more money involved. $26 every other year, it's not even worth getting up for. Heck, I've got a 38-foot Traeger brand spanking new sitting in my yard, and I had to pay $300, and it doesn't move.
Oh. Isn't that a one-time?
Yearly.
Mine was a one-time.
Because
I just got it again.
I have a trailer. I had a one-time thing.
My trailer is a one-time that I tow behind my van for my motorcycle.
Yeah, that kind of trailer.
But a house trailer that you could live in.
That's a yearly. Yeah. That's a yearly.
And it
RV
doesn't,
or the
there should be a box. Does it move? No. That's all you got to do. Then come down and look. Can't even get it out of the yard anymore because the neighbors are building a house next door and I'll never be able to get it out of the yard.
Oh, wow.
Which is fine. I don't care. That's I'm not going to drag it around. I have no choice.
It's your granny flat.
Yeah, it's my granny flat. But I won't let anybody go in it because I don't want anybody pooping in it.
You don't have a granny?
No, I don't want anybody pooping in it.
Need to get you
Well, there's that.
There is that. That's
right.
Really important.
So we're watching these bills. We think they're going to move forward. I just found out from Chris Micah, told me he works for Congressman Daryl Issa, that there's a desert tortoise general conservation plan being developed. They're at the stage what's called pre-scoping. They're having meetings in June. So I registered for one of the meetings on June 15th. So what's interesting about the desert tortoise, as far as off-roaders go, is that tortoise lives all over the deserts in like the north of San Diego County, like in the Mojave Desert, all the higher desert, and Off-roaders have lost more land to this tortoise in California than any other source of problem.
Oh, yeah. I just did the 395 last weekend, and I just passed, I can't did even you tell the, you, the 70, 80 miles of an 18-inch high tortoise fence all the way down the freeway.
A little tortoise.
Nope, not one tortoise.
I've seen tortoise out there. It's fascinating.
That was
You're like,
zoo.
Oh, my God. No, it's I've seen them out in the desert.
It's the time for them to be They're seen out. Right now.
Yeah, they come out in the warmer months.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
They're looking for action.
A little bit. It's that time. Right. It's the season for that right
and for
now.
For a tortoise, that takes a while.
Jawbone Station, they have a little enclosure. They have a tortoise there. It's 113 years old.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been there.
I don't know if you've seen him.
I've seen him.
I fed him a piece of lettuce.
Yeah.
Now you're going to jail.
They have a little tortoise out at, or they have three tortoises at Anza Borrego, too.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
Let's hope we don't have them living there because we don't want to have closures over on our side. I've raked over that desert a lot of times. I've never seen a tortoise. I've seen one outside of Las Vegas, and I've seen one up by Jawbone and in that area.
But there's a new general conservation plan that we got to do some comments for.
So we're going to be watching it and commenting. Yes.
Yeah.
I'll be going to the webinar on June 15th from 6 to 8 p.m.
Oh, that's not bad. It's a night webinar.
It's a night. They have a day one and a night one.
I might be able to join
this
one. I missed the commission meeting last week on Friday.
Yeah,
so I'm a little bit bummed about that. I didn't hear what they talked about. I know it was a big commission meeting last week on Friday, too.
They were talking about Oceana Dunes some more.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. All right, folks, support SDORC Dirt Radio. Go to SDORC.org. Join up. 25 a year.
Yep, we are a membership organization. Yep.
Be part of the solution, not the problem.
Yeah.
On FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.